Proclamation number 4463 of 17th of October, 1948. Gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy should not be misjudged. It should not be regarded as a prediction of earthly events in order to allow people a glimpse into the future, but as what it really is. Divine enlightenment, a foresight of events which are closely related to people's spiritual development and which is therefore inherent to people in a certain degree of maturity, so that humanity will be warned and admonished in spiritual matters. Anyone who is called by God to proclaim the future to people will never want to exploit his gift materially and will not strive for or achieve any earthly advantage. He will only and willingly make these announcements himself, but, driven by the Spirit within himself, he will fulfill the divine will by passing on what the Spirit makes known to him. God needs people through whom he can express himself, and it truly belongs to him to draw people's attention to forthcoming events which could mean the individual's premature end. For his love wants to give the human being an impulse to think about his fate after death, because he gives little room to such thoughts in the world's affairs. A prediction which has spiritual content and is intended to stimulate a change can be believed at any time, and a prophet of this kind should not be rejected or overheard. A spiritual prediction always testifies to the seer's contact with God, because his adversary would never point people to severe sorrowful events, but every prophecy which is a divine mission always announces an approaching judgment. The fact that a person spreads such announcements of his own accord can only be assumed if an earthly success or motive can be proven, but this is not the case for people who strive to live in God's will. And if a person consciously places himself at God's service, his thinking will also be guided correctly, for God needs people who give themselves as an organ through which he can express himself. Moreover, the world of light constantly stands behind these servants of God and prevents any wrong influence where free will provides the opportunity to convey messages from the spiritual kingdom to earth. Therefore, give ear to the prophets and seers of the last days. Regard them as being in the service of God. Take their words seriously and believe what God makes known to you through them. The gift of prophecy is a gift of grace to humanity which must first be used again if it is to become effective. Anyone who believes them will also live his life according to God's will. He will prepare himself and think of his soul. He will work on himself in view of what has been announced, and this alone is the purpose of a spiritual foresight which only testifies to God's love and mercy, who wants to help people turn their thoughts away from earthly life and towards spiritual life. Because the end is near. Amen.